Comedians want to be happy. We all want to be happy. You'd have thought that Adele would want to be happy, wouldn't you? Adele, she's had two multi-award winning albums, 19 and 21. 21, supposedly the best-selling album this year in the world. You think, surely she should be happy. I don't think she is. I'm sure some of you have got the album. Track number one, Rolling in the Deep. Talks about a relationship between her and a man, saying they could have had it all, but they haven't. Track number two, Rumour Has It. Well, find out why they haven't had it all, because this bloke has gone and run away with another woman, and they have it all. So then, track number three, Turning Tables. This is where Adele says that her and her bloke are fighting a war, but she doesn't know what they're fighting for. I'm guessing they're fighting because he's fucked off with another woman. Then we have Don't You Remember, track number four. No, he doesn't remember because he's still fucked off. So track number five, she sets fire to the rain, but sadly the rain burns and she cries. So we move on to track number six. Don't You Remember. It's a repeat of track number four, because I've got a bootleg copy. Proper track number six, He Won't Go. Fairly obvious exactly what's happened here. He fucked off, he came back, now he won't go. So we go on to track number seven, Take It All. This is where he has now decided to go and he's taken everything and she's not very happy. Track number eight, I'll Be Waiting. This is where he went, he wouldn't come back, he did come back, he wouldn't go, he took everything and she's now waiting for him to come back. Track number nine, One and Only. Sounds a bit more promising. She has decided that he is the one and only. Sadly, he hasn't decided that because he's still fucked off. Track number 10, Love Song. You're thinking this is good. Surely she's got it together here. You listen to the lyrics. It goes, whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel fun again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel young again. She's only 21. How young does he make her feel? It sounds like she's finally found somebody to love and it's a paedophile. So we go to the final track of the album, Somebody Like You. This bloke has gone and married somebody else, so she wants to try and find somebody like him. This is the bloke she fought a war with, made her cry, fucked off, came back, took everything, fucked off again, married somebody else, and made her dress like an 11-year-old. Why the hell does she want to find somebody like him? Surely she should write a song, Somebody Nothing Ever Like You, ever, ever again, after 12 songs, I've learnt my lesson. Because we know, don't they? They say, oh, we need to have all these cuts. But we know that when they've got their pet projects, they'll find the money, won't they? David Cameron has said that from 2012, right, he basically wants to recognise marriage within the tax system. And what this means is that for married couples, you'll be getting an extra £150 a year to encourage you to stay together. Because that's going to make all the difference, isn't it? £3 a week. I hate you. I'm leaving you. I don't know why we got married in the first place. Well, come on. There's £1.50 in it for you. People do ask, they say, oh, is the new sensitivity, has it changed Mock the Week? And yes, yes, you definitely can't get away with what you used to be able to. But in some ways, still the old bun fight that it always was. You've probably noticed it's the only panel show I've ever been on where basically they never ask you individual questions. You know, it's never Andy, what do you think of this? It's always a little comedy topic. It's chucked up in the air and six hungry comics go, ah! And probably you'll notice it's often seven hungry comics, because often Dara will chuck the comedy topic up in the air and then fucking answer it himself. And What you may not know, though, is that we record that show for 3 hours. 3 hours it's recorded for, and they boil it down to half an hour. And we never actually have any say over what goes out in that final half an hour. The only way we have any say on what exactly goes out is if the conversation is going in a direction that we don't like the sound of, is to swear really, really heavily, safe in the knowledge that then it will never go out. So if you see the show being recorded, there's every chance if one of us is being bullied by the rest of the panel and they're not happy about it, very quickly they will cut to mental. You might have seen in the news of the world, but no longer. It appears to have gone down fairly well with this audience. Rebecca Brooks, she's a tough woman though, isn't she? She was once married to Ross Kemp and she beat him up. How sad is it that you've got to go round visiting gangs all over the world because it's safer than going home? Tina Fey, when she was ridiculing Sarah Palin on Saturday Night Live, she was asked, how do you come up with material? And she said, basically, I just repeat what Sarah Palin says and people laugh. And you're thinking, that's the ultimate, isn't it? To be able to repeat what a politician says and people find it funny. Get the politician to do your writing for you. I'm not an impressionist, but I think it's worth a go. We have a work and pensions minister called Chris Grayling. He recently said, when asked about the benefits cap, he said, well, it won't lead to any homelessness, but it may lead to individual cases of housing mobility. David Cameron, when asked about drugs and the Bullingdon Club and riots, said, well, it doesn't matter what I got up to at university. I didn't know I was going into politics. And you're thinking, well, he must have had a reasonable idea because at university he studied politics. And Nick Clegg said, well, every government you shouldn't trust, actually including this one. And you'll think, with him in it, that's a fairly safe bet. After having done his U-turn on tuition fees, he says, well, I didn't know how bad the economy was, that's why I had to do it. And you think, why not just tell the truth? Why not just come out and go, well, I didn't know I was ever going to be in power. I think if he came out and said, yes, I said some things before the election, but quite frankly, never in my wildest dreams did I ever think me, Nick Clegg, would in fact be in government, I think most people in Britain would go, fair enough, it has come as a massive shock to us as well. Isn't it amazing what we hold up as great British business? Usually, right, I'm always amazed on The Apprentice that when somebody gets fired, they get up, don't they? And they go to Lord Sugar, thank you, and they leave. Surely that is a perfect opportunity for you to tell Lord Sugar exactly what you think of him. Well, I'm not sure I wanted a job with you anyway, Sugar, because I used to have an Amstrad computer when I was younger, and it was utter shit. Thank you. Who are the people we usually hold up, right, as great British businessmen? Usually the top three, Lord Sugar, Richard Branson, Philip Green. Now, Amstrad was shit, Virgin Trains are shit, Top Man is shit. If you followed our three best businessmen, you'd be using a computer that didn't work on a train going nowhere, looking like a prize wanker. Liberal Conservative Coalition, the first coalition since the war. Liberal Conservative, obviously, two words that should never go together because they mean completely opposite things. It would be like having voted for a free market communist coalition or a no swearing fuck party. And I think we can afford to feel disappointed, can't we? We can afford to be disappointed because they said this general election will be close. We need your vote, go out and vote. And we went out, we voted, and each one of us here got a government that in fact nobody voted for. We managed to get rid of brown, but we still now have this glorious mixture of blue and gold. So it appears we have brown all over again.